To love family is to feel good about family. To love family is to feel good about family. How do we define family? A family is a group of people united by certain convictions. We know that a family often is related to mother and father and kin, but the thing is, a family is more than that. A family is a group of people united by a certain conviction. Now, we often hear about the Kennedy family and how they were united by a conviction that all of them could be serving the people of the United States, serving the people of their government with all their wisdom and all their knowledge and all their genius. And as they were doing this, it was a certain conviction that united them, that made them broad and grand and good. The family of the king, the family of the minister, the family of the teacher, the family of whomever we refer to as a given area of interest where the family lives and moves and has its being. A family is a group of people united by certain convictions. What are the convictions of your family? What are the convictions of your world? What are the convictions that set the outlines of the people who you associate with, that you affiliate yourself with? Do you affiliate yourself with people who are positive, who are always looking to accomplish great and wonderful things? Do you associate yourself with people who are loving and kind and thoughtful, gentle under all circumstances? Do you associate yourself with people like yourself? And of course, the answer is you always do. But do you associate yourself with people like yourself who are loving, considerate, and kind at all times? Think about it. Who is your family? Is your family a group of people united by a certain conviction, or is your family united only because your mother and father are the same and your brothers and sisters are blood brothers and sisters of that particular mother and that particular father? Not a mixed mother and father where the mother and father were stepmothers and stepfathers and stuff like that. It's when their actual blood father and mother of a particular mother and father and brother and sister. Well, there are very few families in the world that are like that, because most families are mixed in many ways. Most families come about having many mixtures within them, and many families have adopted children. Many families have children who are coming to live with them because they're their brother's children or their other people's children who have no home, and you take them in and don't necessarily adopt them, but you take them in as part of your family. You spread your wings to take in those who need to have a little bit of guidance and help and love from you. Big Brother plays the role of that, taking in someone who needs a little guidance, a little love, a little support, and makes them into a member of his family by being a big brother to them. A family is a group of people united by certain convictions. What are the convictions in your life that unite you with your family? Why is it that so many families, they are so reporting that they very seldom had any affection from their father? They very seldom kissed their father. They very seldom kissed anyone in their family. They hugged anybody. To hug seemed to be a unique experience now of this decade. People are starting to hug each other and starting to feel, isn't it grand to hug each other? Well, yes, it is. It is grand to hug each other, and more grand to hug each other as a brother or sister, as a person to include in the family. How do you look at your family? How do you look at your mother and father and brothers and sisters? Do you look at them as your priority, that they're your single blood love? Or do you look at them as though they are of a similar conviction to your own? Are you in a family of unconditional love? Are you in a family where you love your brothers and sisters unconditionally, you love your mother and father unconditionally, where you love everybody in your family unconditionally? Are you that kind of a family? If you are, that's pretty marvelous, isn't it? But that's something that you created by yourself. It had nothing to do with the blood. It had nothing to do with similar, the same mothers and fathers. It had nothing to do with brothers and sisters who are blood brothers and sisters. It has only to do with being a member of a family. And our family reaches out and encompasses all the world. We look at the family of man. We look at the family of humankind. One day we'll look at the family of the divine man, the divine kind. In all Bibles, we read about mankind being born of one God, one Father, one presence, one power. And in each one of these men, women, children, in each one of these born beings is the blood of the Father, the blood of the Creator. And that is trying to say not only the blood of the Creator, but the convictions of the Creator. What are the convictions of your Creator? You might say, well, I'm from this religion or that religion. I'm Hindu, Muslim, or Christian. And what am I? Well, everyone likes to call the Creator of their faith, of their religion, of their theology, the Father. And they call him the Father because they feel that that man, that person, that being is the foundation of their being, of their convictions. What are your convictions? Are your convictions ones of unconditional love? Are you a family of unconditional love? Are you a family of unconditional humanity? Are you a family of members, each member loving themselves tremendously, beautifully, and bountifully, and loving each other? And do you love the divine? Do you love the Creator? Do you love the creative cause that brought you into being, that brought you into expression? One day, each of us will return to our original purity and integrity. And as each one of us return to our original purity and integrity, we'll find that we have the same certain convictions that make us universally one, that make us universally brothers, that make us universally family. We can all be family. We can all be living in this divine attitude of beingness that is so wonderful and so complete and so whole and so perfect. We can all do that. And how do we do it? We do it when we let go and we let all judgment, we let all attitudes of control or manipulation of another out, and we think only of our divine self, only of our God self. Our human self is divine. Our family is divine, and we are divine. And all of us will be divine forever and ever if we look at one another and say, I love you, unconditionally. That means we look at another, whether his color is different, whether his race is different, whether his being is different, even sometimes whether his shape is different. If he has some malady or some problem, we look beyond that and we say, you are my brother. You and I are one. We are of the same conviction of goodness, happiness, peace, and love. As we cease to be judging, and we become unconditionally loving, we find that the certain convictions of our family are unconditionally loving, and we allow for all of the diversity, all of the imagination, all of the magic that could be revealed, because then we have opened ourselves up to the oneness that all is. And we begin to see just a glimpse into the infinite allness that we are, into the divinity that we are, into the majesty that we are. And we find that that is a conviction that unites all of us as a family of beings here and now. And that conviction keeps us united as that family and keeps us revealed in a way that says all is good and very good.